Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us and coming out of the broom closet. You've entered the Witch's Inn, where old ways are celebrated and practiced today. Sponsored by Psychic Talk Radio, with host White Witch Casimir. Featuring holistic remedies, herbs, candles, stones, crystals, magical formulas, and insights.
Hey, good evening, everyone. You are now listening to The Witch's Inn. I am your host, Casimir, otherwise known as J-Tree. Welcome, everybody, tonight. It's good to have an audience once again and have a voice. As you know, there's been a lot of changes that have happened over the past week since we've spoken last. There's been a lot of things that have happened with Mother Nature and Mother Earth, the goddess, taking control and clearing our skies and being able to breathe again. Just look at some of the pictures that have transpired over the past week from Los Angeles, Atlanta, New York, San Francisco, the Himalayan Mountains being seen for the first time in 30 years. It's just amazing that Mother Nature has started to heal. Now, granted, the temperatures are a lot cooler than what we like at this time of the year, but, you know, with any other change, there's got to be another change. So this way of us living the way that we used to, where it was 95 degrees in April, I'm not sure if we're going to get this again, because Mother Nature is healing and she's got rid of so much pollution now alone that she's amazing. She's done so much for herself, but she's also done it with the help of the human population that have sat there and they've limited their moving around by vehicle or any other form of transportation that actually has some sort of pollution to it. The factories are all shut down, so they're not making any of the pollution like they used to. It's a sad state of affairs that we live in right now. The economy is tanked pretty much. But remember, with every bad thing, there is something good that comes out of it, and there's something good that will happen. So what we have to do is we have to be strong, we have to have faith, we have to believe that we will get through this. I've seen a lot of signs on the side of the road that say this too shall pass. Well, that's one of the verses from the Bible that's in there. There's people that are friends of Bill W. that use that phrase a lot. There's a lot of people that are out there that believe that this will pass. It's not moving as quick as everyone would like it, though. I can honestly tell you that. It's been difficult to adjust. I'm still working from home. Luckily, I still have that option. Blessed be. Thank you, God and Goddess, for watching over me and my family. There's a lot of things that I'm grateful and thankful for. One of them every day when I open up my eyes and I hit the floor, I give thanks at least three times and say thank you, thank you, thank you. When I put on my amulet every morning and when I put all my bracelets on my left wrist to protect my power hand, I say a prayer along with everything that I put in. I do my full hand prayer in the morning by raising my vibration, which I would encourage everybody to do. If you don't know what it is, call me personally. I can do a video for you. There may be one that I post on my website. I don't know. There's a lot of new things that are changing, and I'm adding more and more things to my website. Trying to get my name out there to go ahead and help as many people as I have so far. I have 4 apprentices right now that are doing amazingly well, and I'm looking forward to finally closing their first chapter by Saturday evening this week. And what we're going to do is that is when we will move on from the easy stuff and we'll start going into more complex and more hard stuff to get into with spells as well as candles, crystals, some herbs, how to create jar spells, how to create any kind of spell, what the proper things are to use when you have nothing in your home to use. There's a lot of good things there at the Dollar Tree and the dollar stores that you can find. I find witchy finds all the time in those places. And it's amazing what, you know, just a little jar can do with having a stone in it or something like that to carry around with you, or a satchel, just a little sash, I guess. I forget what they're called, but they're just those little pockets of velvet that you can put things into. So tonight what I'd like to do is, before I start taking some calls, you know that I always have some sort of documents or something like that I like to go ahead and share with everybody. Well, tonight I know that we've done a lot with I've done some stones, I've done some crystals, I have done some prayers. I've told people what to do for protection. Well, I think one of the first and most basic things that we need to talk about actually is the five elements. So I would like to introduce my co-host tonight. Reverend Adam is here to join us again.
Thank you, Jay Tree.
It's always nice to have him here and to have him be part of the discussion, and as well.
Always wonderful to join in. Thank you.
It's great to have somebody here that's as knowledgeable as or sometimes more knowledgeable than I am. So it helps, because sometimes people call in and they ask questions and I get stumbled, and he's like, hey, I got the answer. I'm like, all right. So first of all, in any religion, you and I both know that spirit is the one that comes first and foremost, before anything else, because they are the creator. They are the one who made us. They are the ones that let us come from the astral plane back down to earth. They're the ones that let us inhabit the earth. They're the ones that give us longevity, as well as give us something to believe in that is bigger and better than ourselves. And so with that being said, that's the first element. And I can't help you digest this better than to say, okay, now people tell me all the time that they're atheist and they're agnostic, and that's fine. I mean, if you feel that way, that's fine. And there's nothing that's to be bad said about it, because that's your belief. And if you believe that, then that's fine. But there's something that created you regardless. So, I mean, there was something that was, you know, if you want to say it was science, that's fine too. There's a lot of people out there that like me believe in the goddess and the god, because with us it's balance, mm-hmm. it's duality. It's not one without the other. It's not left without right or top without bottom. You've got to have the full masculine as well as the full feminine in order to really enjoy the Wicca religion. And also it's the spirit can be connected to one or both or collectively together. So, you know, it's one of the things that people struggle with. They're like, well, I don't know what my spirit is. And it's like, okay, well, are you looking for a spirit animal, or do you want to know which end of the spectrum you connect with? And when I give them that question, it's interesting, some of the answers that I get, because a lot of the times I get, well, I never thought of it that way. So it's with doing spell work, witchcraft, as well as being Wiccan, you have to have a very open mind. And when I say you have an open mind, you can't have a closed mind to anything. Now, we do know the difference between right and wrong, so that's not where I'm going with this. If there's things that physically repulse you, then by all means, you can have judgment all you want to, just keep it to yourself. However, that's not the way that Wiccans are. We are unconditional loving beings. We give everything that we can to better the earth as well as our surroundings and humanity. So you always want to remember that too. Now, I fall short sometimes, granted, just like everybody else does. There's days that I'm just like, Jesus, Jay, you're such a shit today. And, you know, I put myself back in check again. So now we're going to go into some of the other things that are connected with the four elements, as well as not only what's connected with the four elements, but I have passages for each one of the elements to read to you tonight. So these are very good. Of course, we can go right down through the list. We have, you know, the five elements that start with spirit. And of course, I gave you a rendition of what it is with spirit and how you should represent spirit. The next one, of course, is the north. And that one is signified by the earth. Here and now, I evoke the elemental force of earth, the soil of fertility and growth, fecund source of stability, stillness, and health. I seek the deep cavern within, that I might patiently build strength, mystery, sanctuary, and abundance. I call you forth to filter away all that is impure and to stand rooted in this world. Mountain and dust, footsteps and stone, I call thee hence. As it's written above, may it be written below, may no harm come to no one, so mote it be.
So mote it be.
So the next one that we're going to go to is air. And air is represented by the east. Here and now, I evoke the elemental force of air, the winds of intellect and imagination, swirling source of flight, breath, and life. I seek the open sky within myself that I might breathe deep of freedom, ideas, sounds, and space. I call you forth to sweep away all that accumulates in the unseen places and to sing beauty into the world. Wing and feather, storm and leaf, air I call thee hence. As it's written above, may be written below, may no harm come to no one, so mote it be.
So mote it be.
Next we call on west, which is water. Here and now, I evoke the elemental force of water, the fluid of infinite shapes and forms, flowing source of adaptability, emotion, and life. I seek the pure spring within that I might drink deep of change, relationship, nourishment, and grace. I call you forth to wash away all that needlessly binds and to move fluidly in this world. Ocean and river, ripple and rain, water I call thee hence. As it's written above, may be written below, may no harm come to no one, so mote it be. Lastly, we call upon the south with fire. Here and now, I evoke the elemental force of fire, the flames of creativity and passion, dancing source of heat, light, and life. I seek the glowing forge within that I might warm myself with desire, excitement, courage, and inspiration. I call you forth to burn away all that impedes my highest vision and to enact change in this world. Lightning and hearth, heart and forge, fire I call thee hence. As it's written above, may it be written below, may no harm come to no one, so mote it be. Lastly, I know that we started off with spirit at first, and I didn't have my page out, so I'd like to read that to you now. Here, spirit, here and now, I reach deep within myself. Here and now, I evoke spirit. I call on the force connecting me to the whole of existence, the thread running back through my blood, and the ripples spreading out from my actions. I call on the visions that have inspired me, the kindness that has lifted me, and the love I have given and received. Life and song, home and road, I call thee hence. As it's written above, may it be written below, may no harm come to no one, so mote it be. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is the five elements. Now, what I did was I added something to these as well. I added what you could use as your elements. Earth, you could use either stone or a meaning a precious stone like amethyst or obsidian, or you could use salt, you could use sand, you can use any element of the earth, bank dirt, or dirt from a garden, anything that is earth you're able to use, your favorite rock that's out in your garden if you want to. And then what we did was we went with air. Now, air can be signified by incense, or it can be signified by a fan. So sometimes you have to get creative with air as well. Some people like the stick incense as opposed to the cone incense. But you have to have something that will actually, you know, be what it is that you're representing. And from there, we go to water. One of the things that I like to use is I like to use my moon water that I collect, or storm water, depending on the spell that I'm doing. You can also use you can use water from a stream, a river, or an ocean, because those also are all water. So there's many different forms of water. And I mentioned rain, just regular rain as well, if you don't want to use the storm water. And then of course there's fire. Fire can be signified by fire. It can be signified by a burning candle. It can be signified by a cauldron that has something that's burning inside of it. Regardless of what it is, There's your element of fire. And spirit, of course, is you. You are spirit. You are the one that connects the heavens and the earth together. You are the one that's pure. You are the one that has the open mind. You are the one that is filled with love, that is filled with compassion, that you tend to spread all over the place, because you know what? It's infectious and we need more of it. And there's enough grief and pain and hurt that I think that if we were to turn the tables, it would take a while, but if we all practice it collectively together, as well as by ourselves and for someone else other than ourselves, Then I think that it would be moving quite quickly. So there you have it. Those are the five elements. That's my segment for tonight. It took me a bit to put this all together for you tonight, so I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that you use it to your advantage. I know that one of my students, she may be listening tonight, and if she is, I just gave you part of your last assignment. So not saying who, Kelly, but if you're listening, honey, that's for you. All right. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and start taking some phone calls. And remember that when you do call in, that it is something that you want to discuss and something that you have within you. If you'd like to call in tonight, the phone number is 323-642-1694. As well as, I'd like to direct you to my website, Wiccan, W-I-C-C-A-N, tree, T-R-E-E-O-F, life, L-I-F-E.com. There's also a Facebook fan page, which has the same WiccanTreeOfLife.com as the name for the tree. Mm. Sorry, the name for the page. God, I'm so sorry. So what I'd like you to do is go ahead and, you know, click the like button, follow me, sign up on the website. There's also, you can drop me an email at wiccantreeoflife@gmail.com. Want to say special thanks to our sponsor tonight, Reverend Adam and Psychic Talk Radio, as well as Merlin's staff, MerlinsStaff.com, for all your spiritual needs that you don't find on my website.
Thank you, J-Tree.
You're very welcome. So I'd like to take my first caller. It's 111-111. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Please state your first name and go right into your question.
Hello. Hi. My first name is Tanika. Hi.
Hi.
My first name is Tanika. And the question is, I wanted to know what you guys saw with me moving and having children, marriage, and a successful job. Because I feel like where I live now, none of that is going to be able to happen. I don't know if it's true what I feel or not, but I just feel like in my home, it affects me. I don't know if I'm fully supported at the job I'm at or if I'm going to go far there. And I tried love, and it's just, I just don't feel like this place is going to do, I just feel like I'm going to wither away staying here. That's just the feeling I have tonight. I'm just wondering what you guys see.
Okay. Well, what I'm feeling here is that great change is going to occur for you, and there will be positive changes that help everything work out so much better for you. However, here is the attachment to it, or the but, okay? We are in a time right now where a lot of these kind of situations are slowed down to a crawl. And we have so much going on in this world with the fear, the virus that's going around, everything surrounding the COVID-19. So right now, I want you to be cautious in the everyday life, not overly cautious or fearful, but cautious. Know that working on your manifestation right now is going to be very good for your goals. And they will occur. They're just a little postponed. And honestly, there is no set amount of time or time zone in which this is going to happen right now. It could happen sooner or it could happen later. It depends on your area and the impact of the CV. However, working on your manifestation right now to kind of get you to get this to happen a little bit quicker, I would ask J-Tree what you might be able to do to help speed things along and to get you in a good, positive position.
Okay.
Well, I think what we need to do is we need to get off this mindset of having the despair. You know that it's difficult to do that right now, but a lot of that is clouding what you're doing right now. You're stuck and you're complacent because we talk about this almost every week on both the shows that we got to get you out of that mindset, honey. We got to find some way to break you of that, because that's going to be a block that until we get rid of that, there's nothing that we're going to be able to say or do that's going to make a difference. And I'm not saying that to be rude or mean. It's just that your mind has a lot to do with what goes on.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that we have to be mindful of, is that especially with me, I have to be mindful of my thoughts, because my thoughts become reality. And that's like that with anybody. If you sit there and you dwell in the bad and the negative all the time, then that's the only thing you're going to be able to capture. And surely that's not what we want you to have, and it's not what you want to have either.
Yeah, especially when you have so much going on like you've described in your life, it's very easy to fall into that entrapment of the mind and to only feel the negative impact of what you're going through. One of the things that I would suggest is to do daily affirmations. I am successful. I have everything I need. I will have everything I need for my move. My move will be very fast and efficient, and very positive for me. These are only examples of affirmations you can use. I know that things will open up in your life very soon, but it's also about our mindset, like Jaitri said, and manifesting through positive perspective.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in, and we wish you all the best. Namaste.
Love and light, sister.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so our next caller tonight is area code 831-375. You've reached Jay. What are you today? Hello,
hi,
caller.
Jay. Yeah, hi, Jay.
Yes.
Hi, is this Reverend Adam?
Yes, you're with Jaitri and Reverend Adam.
Okay, thank you for accepting my call. I'm calling to see if you can give me any kind of an update as to whether Joe will survive this current situation or not.
I see. And has Joe been, what's Joe going through at the moment?
Some health issues.
Okay. Let's see here. One moment, please. Yeah, I am seeing that he's going to survive this, but it is a little difficult. I would say that this would mean a combination of physical and a spiritual healing or emotional healing. Jaitri, what could you suggest that would help in a general means for spiritual and physical healing?
I personally like doing meditation, sound therapy. I also enjoy doing a pink candle to burn. For love of self. There's also, you can do a rosemary full hand protection bundle that you can hang up above your door. There's all kinds of things that you can do to protect yourself. I do a white light in the morning to surround me, and I do a prayer with it, and it's very effective, and it helps out. It not only shields me, but helps me heal from anything that's bad that happens over the course of the day. Mm-hmm. I turn to spirit a lot. When I've had something that I need that's bigger than myself that I can deal with, then spirit's always there for me, and he and she both listen. If you're feeling any kind of angst and anxiety and not feeling like well in particular, there's always earthing that you can do, which it'll dissipate all the bad and negative stuff out of your feet when you walk on the earth barefoot, and it'll help clean your mind and your body that way. So there's a lot of different avenues and things that can be done in order to be protected as well as have protection. Obsidian is a good stone. Amethyst is another good one because amethyst will actually drive and repel it away from you. Obsidian will help protect you. You can also do a circle of salt. There's all kinds of things that are out there that are just simple, easy fixes that you can do with just regular table salt.
Yeah, like table salt's wonderful. I would also suggest maybe vaporizing eucalyptus essential oil. It helps with the airways and the passageways, with breathing. It helps with healing of many different natures, as well as the emotional. And there's many different methods out there, and Jaitri has shared quite a bit with you already. And sometimes we can't have this person do these things themselves. So what could we suggest Jaitri that would be something she could do for them?
For the others in her life?
Mm-hmm.
There's blessings that you can do with either moon water or even regular water. If you bless it first, you can do an anointment on their head. You can do a prayer with them. There's so many things that you can do with people too, to protect them. There's projection protection, which I'm very good at. There's also burning a candle, white candle, for protection for them, or doing kind of like a novena that the Catholic religion does. There's prayers that can be said. There is, you can burn sage for them. You can burn incense for them. You can set up your altar to just do something that's focused upon them. If you have like a piece of hair or something like that from a comb or a brush, you can cast into that spell, and you can have that piece of hair or whatever it is that you use make it personal for that person. But be careful when you do that too, because you don't want to see somebody taking a piece of hair off of your brush. So I wouldn't suggest that, you know, you do that, you kind of do that in secret as opposed to doing it in broad daylight, or, you know, like act like you're cleaning your brush because, or his brush or whatever the case is, you know, there's slick ways around it.
Thank you, Jaitree. Caller, is that helpful for you?
Thank you. All of those are very good ideas.
I appreciate them very much. Thank you. Those are good ideas. And thank you that you see him making it through this. And I'll apply everything I can to aid and assist him in that effort.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in tonight. Blessed be, sister.
Bless you both. Blessed be. Thank you very much.
Well, I know that the call hasn't lasted really that long tonight. However, I would like to have Reverend Adams' input on the five elements, and how he and I are connected, and and we have, you know, a lot of the same. But he's been practicing longer than I have. And he has even more wisdom than I do. So I'd like to turn the show over to him real quick and have him go into the five elements himself and explain to you what he'd like to do.
Okay, well, thank you. Every element has its own purpose. Every element has its own, you know, set of being and a set of reasons why we visit each element, or we call each element, as Jaitree has so elegantly went over earlier. I really don't have many more notes to add to what he stated, because what he was able to share with you is very accurate and very effective. Water, for example, can be very calming and very serene, but it can also be very destructive, and it can be very deep. Water can represent emotions. Water can smooth out a stone in a number of years. And that stone, when you pluck it out of the water, will be the smoothest thing you'll ever have, because it's even better than sandpaper. Sometimes our elements can be creative just as much as they can be destructive. They can be calm and nice just as much as they can be mean and nasty. Fire, for example, under the right circumstances, can be used to warm a home or to cook a meal. But under the wrong circumstances, can be a very destructive thing and very much destroy a home or destroy a meal. It's all about balance, and each element has a good side and a bad side, just like everybody else in this world and everything in this world. Anything outside of moderation is not really that healthy, but inside of moderation is quite healthy. Each element can bring about, as a union together, the four to five elements. It creates spirit. If you look at the air, the fire, the water, and the earth, and you bring them together, you're bringing together the elements of creation itself. And that's what helps to bind spirit to the physical world and the body. It also helps to create the earth around us that we plant things in, the sea that we get food from, and new life. new creatures even are born within the ocean. We all, you know, according to science, have come or evolved out of the ocean at some point. There's many different ways to look at the elements, but remember that your method of working with the elements is going to be unique to you. And we all work with the elements in our own ways.
And that's true too, because just because we collect rainwater and we go to the sweet water, meaning the rivers and the streams, or we go to the salt water, which are the oceans and the bays and things like that, and we go to the different elements of the earth, because remember, with earth, you've got ground, really, you've got stone, you've got a metal. So there's many different subcategories under earth. So each one of those can be signified when you're doing a spell or you're doing something to connect the five elements together, that you can substitute one for the other. They're always interchangeable. Sometimes you'll need to do a spell on in a quick instance, and you'll have the four elements. And you'll sit there and you'll be like, well, I wonder if these will work, or I wonder if these will be okay. A candle that's not burning can signify fire. An incense that is not lit can signify fire. An incense that is not lit can also signify earth too, though. So remember, there's a lot of things that are interchangeable that we can use and that we can do. Some people use glass as an earth element. And there's nothing wrong with that, because glass is made of sand.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, if you decide, I mean, you know, that's one of the beauties of being in the Wiccan religion and having the open-mindedness, is that there is no right or wrong way to practice. Someone can't sit there and say, oh, well, look, this is the way you need to do it, or this is the way that it needs to be, because that's not accurate at all. What you feel in your heart and in your mind is what brings you to doing the spell work you need to do, by connecting to the earth.
It's all about the intention.
By connecting to the water, by connecting to the air, by connecting to the fire with spirit. And it's all about intention, what you have in your heart. Magic and witchcraft do not have a color. Let me get this perfectly clear.
Mm-hmm.
Magic and witchcraft do not have a color. What makes that color is the practitioner. So if I always tell my students, do not, under any circumstances, do not ever write a spell or cast when you're mad or upset. Because when you do...
Oh, it'll backfire like it wouldn't believe.
And if it doesn't backfire, it's going to have the wrong effect that you want to portray.
Mm-hmm.
So you always want to take that in consideration. And you can use them in any derivative that you want to, any combination that you want to. If you want to just do an earth spell and have all earth elements to do your spell, it's perfectly fine. If you want to do a water spell, if you want to do a... air spell, I mean, the possibilities are endless. The fire spell, you're kind of limited, but I mean, if you have, say you have incense that's burning and it's the resin and it's hot and it's embers, then of course it can signify air and fire both.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to take that in consideration as well, that there are many combinations of elements that you can pull together, that they don't have to be a separation of all five elements.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that just believe in the one element, and that's their being that they pray to. And regardless of which religion you're in, everybody has somebody, something that you pray to that is bigger and better, that you ask for help, you ask for guidance, you ask for forgiveness, you ask to be loved and portray love, you ask to do what you need to do in order to have a successful and stress-free life. Now, granted, we can't always get away from stress, and we can't always be successful, but it's what happens and how we deal with it that makes the difference.
Thank you for sharing that, Jaitri.
Just a little bit more insight, that's all. And we don't have any more callers tonight, do we?
No, we are out of callers for tonight.
Well, that's too bad. However, it has been nice being able to do this again. So once again, I'd like to... go ahead and remind you that WiccanTreeOfLife.com, you can sign up for apprenticeship there, or you can buy spiritual needs there. You can also go to Merlin's staff, MerlinsStaff.com, and you get spiritual needs there as well. And thank you, Reverend Adam and Psychic Talk Radio, for having us as having our show once again.
It's an honor to be able to host your show and sponsor you.
Thank you, Reverend Adam. And remember, you can find us on Facebook at WiccanTreeOfLife.com. There's also a Facebook fan page for merlinsstaff.com. Please go by, like, drop a comment, you know, ask questions. Catch me on chat. Send me a text at 678-791-8913 to set up a tarot reading or any other kind of spiritual need that you may have. I'm getting ready to do some past life transgressions with two people that I know of. So that's going to be exciting to do and to be able to help them see what they have buried within them. It's going to take a lot of work, and I'm preparing myself for it now, which is going to bring out a lot of my abilities, and I'm going to be able to do this. And I look forward to doing this and giving everyone a an update when it's done to tell you, you know, I can't mention my client's name, of course, out of confidentiality. However, I can tell you what we find. So, and I'm sure that it's going to be very exciting for that person as well. Now remember, always look towards the north, keep your eyes in the sky, notice how beautiful it is. And I'd like to do a final prayer before we leave tonight. Excuse me. It's a allergy season. It's affecting me. God and Goddess, hear us, brothers and sisters, as we all come together, and we're grateful and thankful for you for healing yourself. Get rid of this nasty virus, God and Goddess. Let us go back outside again. Let us hug our families. Let us love and be loved. Let us share once again in family outings and picnics. Let us bring our family values back together again. If nothing else, this has taught us that we need human interaction. We need to be with one another. We need to help each other. God and Goddess, please guide us. As we call to the earth, we call to the air, we call to the moon, we call to the sun. We call to all of our elements, earth, air, water, fire, and spirit as well. We also call to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, and mostly to our spirit to guide us, to love us, to show us that it's okay to make mistakes, that it's okay to have problems and work through them with a spiritual advisor or on our own. This I ask of thee, God and Goddess, protect us all, love us the way that you have. Help us get through this trying time right now, God and Goddess. May we all be nourished and have food. May we all have shelter. May we all have money for utilities. And may we all stop polluting the earth the way that you're asking us to do it now. May it ripple through time. Grateful and thankful today and every day, God and Goddess, for everything you've given me. Without you, I'm nothing, but with you, I'm everything. As it's written above, may it be written below. May no harm come to no one. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Thank you, everybody. It was great to talk with you tonight, and I look forward to talking with you again next Wednesday when we cover another good subject and we have more callers. Remember, if you want to call in next week, I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice. Sorry. Hey, I got my voice back. The call-in phone number is 323-642-1694. I look forward to talking to you and helping you out when you need me. I'll always be here. This is Jay Tree, a.k.a. Casimir, signing off for the night. Thank you again for tuning in. It's been my pleasure. Blessed be, brothers and sisters.
Blessed be.
One love.
Thank you for tuning in to The Witch's Inn with host, White Witch Casimir. Tune in next time for more holistic remedies and insights. Visit our websites at WiccanTreeOfLife.com and MerlinStaff.com. Casimir and the staff wish you hope, love, and light. Blessed be.